researchers at UCSF are launching a tissue bank to learn more about long COVID. They will analyze samples to determine whether lingering virus in the body is causing unusual symptoms. KQED health correspondent Leslie McClurg explains.
Long COVID is shrouded in mystery. Tens of millions of Americans suffer from a wide array of symptoms, including debilitating fatigue, brain fog, and chest pain, but doctors don't know why. One theory is that pieces of the virus remain in the body long after an initial infection. These are called viral reservoirs. Michael Peluso is an infectious disease expert at UCSF who has been analyzing blood samples.
What we found was that there were pieces of the virus that we didn't expect to be there months or even years after a person had COVID.
The tissue bank will allow scientists to collect and study samples from the gut, lymph nodes, spinal fluid, and other parts of the body. The goal is to understand if and how viral fragments are wreaking havoc.
Then can we offer people treatments that could potentially clear this reservoir and get them feeling better?
For example, antivirals could be designed to do that.
The end game of all of this is to try to come up with ways to treat people with long COVID and get them back to their regular state of health.
Yet the science is in early stages, and the leftover virus might not be the problem.
It's equally possible that all of this is just kind of fossilized junk that doesn't have any clinical consequences.
Which is why Dr. Ziad Al-Ali, a clinical epidemiologist at Washington University in St. Louis, stresses the importance of pursuing other possibilities.
So it's really unlikely that one thing is going to explain it all.
For example, some researchers think the disorder could be driven by an imbalance in the gut or dysfunction in cells. Al-Ali says all theories should be pursued simultaneously because long COVID is a complex disorder affecting multiple systems of the body. He does think the tissue bank will offer key clues.
It's very important, and kudos to them. I mean, it's a feat.
The UCSF team hopes to have useful results by the end of the year. I'm Leslie McClurg, KQED News.